Morning Drive with Goodman and Hurdle, presented by Silter Har Mazda. A no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silter Har Mazda. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wild Card Casino Sports Desk, here's Eric and Bruce.
Welcome back. Morning Drive. Goodman Hurdle. Watch us. SmileySports.com. You can reach us. Roller Auctions Twitter feed at Sean Keeler. At Eric Goodman on Wednesday, July 10th, there's an auction for construction and contracting equipment for wheel loaders, a water truck, skid steers, pickup trucks, portable offices, implements, and more. Auction is open at rollerauction.com. Get notifications about upcoming auctions at rollerauction.com/MHS. Time now for The Lead.
The Lead is presented by Smoke and Dave's Barbecue and Brew, Colorado's best barbecue since 2007. Get some tonight in Denver, Longmont, Lyons, and Estes Park.
So good for Nathan MacKinnon. He won, I don't want to say in a landslide, but it was pretty convincing. Won the Hart Trophy as the MVP. That's voted on by the writers. The Ted Lindsay Award to me, which is the most outstanding player voted on by the players, to me that's more valuable than winning the Hart. The Hart has more cachet, but that's a bunch of writers. I mean, let's be honest here. I mean, you're a writer. Can you honestly say if you went to every Avs home game, you could honestly give me an honest assessment of some of the guys who are up for that award, and then you get a vote for it? The players, no players. Right. But even so, first team All-Star, first time for MacKinnon. Cale Makar named the second team. Where do you put MacKinnon now in the annals of great all-time Avs? Or did this award even move the needle for him, considering where you would have put him anyway?
It didn't move the needle for me, because depending on where you want to put Patrick Waugh, and I know where you put him.
Where would you put him?
I'd still put him third.
Because he didn't play here a long time?
Yeah.
So where do you put Peyton Manning?
Behind Elway.
Yep.
And you can, but I could see the argument either way, and that's reverse recency bias. That most of their, granted, in the case of Manning, 2 to 3 excellent, superb, career defining years here.
Okay,
fabulous renaissance. But he's a Colt to me in certain respects.
Really?
Yeah, really.
Yep.
Even though he lives here now, sacrilege.
Yeah.
Sorry, Peyton.
No, he is more of a Colt. You can make the case. Yeah, he spent the majority of his career there.
Right. But again.
But
legend everywhere. But
it's not like Joe Namath, where he went to the Rams.
Right. It's not a Unitas thing where it's somebody else doing something. No, he was excellent wherever he went. So tip of the cap there. Let's clarify that too.
Yep.
But I go Sakic 1, MacKinnon 2. That doesn't change. And the only way that would change would be winning another MVP and winning another title. But that's still really, really, really good company.
I'm going to take a hard right turn here. So I would put Manning over Elway in terms of the greatest quarterback to ever put on a Broncos uniform. It's not like he played here 2 years. He played here for 4 years. Now, granted, the final year and a half really wasn't that pleasant to watch, if we're being completely honest. And I would put Waugh on top of that list as well, because he was not only the final piece, he was the most important piece to win 2 championships. Who's the greatest Rocky of all time?
And I could see from the look in your eye, it's a split answer, really, because the
not a split answer.
Because Helton is the guy.
No, he's not.
But the best player was Larry Walker.
Nope.
Okay.
Nope. It's Nolan Arenado.
Yeah, we'll see.
As a Rockies player, he is the greatest player in Rockies history, period. He's the greatest player in Rockies history. He hit for average. He hit for power. He knocked in runs, and his glove is unquestioned.
He's the Mike Schmidt of his generation.
Yes.
Yeah.
Now, what he has done with the St. Louis Cardinals, specifically the last couple of years, that's a different story. But I'm saying, as a Rocky, and Arenado played here for about 7 years. Mm-hmm. It's not like he came in for a cup of coffee. Helton, full disclosure here. There's only one player I've ever covered I vehemently, viscerally dislike, and it is him. Mm. He was the a-hole of a-holes that I have ever covered. but I do believe he should be in the Hall of Fame. So I'm your classic guy who should be voting for the Hall of Fame. I don't take things personally.
Because that's objective. What you just described is objective.
I think he's an absolute jerk, but I think he should be in the Hall of Fame.
Right. There you go.
Okay.
There are a lot of those.
But the problem
a
is
lot of those guys.
But the problem is guys who vote make it personal.
Yeah, they do.
I would never make it personal. And it's not a personal thing against Todd Helton. Mm-hmm. But what I will say about Todd Helton is this, is that Todd Helton benefited greatly from not having a humidor. I know what he did on the road. I get it. But what were his numbers, honestly, after the humidor? They were very good, but they were not Hall of Fame worthy necessarily. Nolan Arenado was a consistently great player every single year he played. And he did that with a humidor. Mm-hmm. I mean, just for fun, we don't need to look up numbers.
Cue up the Jeopardy music again.
Cue up the Jeopardy.
It's Friday.
We don't have to look up numbers clearly for his glove, but his numbers are comparable in when you add it all up to Todd Helton. And a better glove, even though Helton was a four-time Gold Glove Award winner. And it's not easy playing first base at Coors Field because the sun is always in your eyes for night games. And you have no idea at times where the ball is going when it comes out of the hand of Troy Tulowitzki. With that, Nolan Arenado, no humidor. How do you like this five-year stretch? Home runs, 42, 41, 37, 38, 41. RBI, not RBIs. There's no such thing as runs batted ins. 130, 133, 130, 110, 118. Batting average was roughly about 300. On base percentage, Helton wins that all day. But his WAR, 5.7, 6.5, 7.2, 5.6, 5.7.
Also bias against first baseman and DHs, though. WAR hates relievers, hates first baseman, hates DHs. You can stand on that ledge. I'm not going to stand there with you, but I salute you. He, Nolan Arenado, without a doubt, and this is not on our lesson plan, but hey, let's go there. It's
yep.
Friday.
Right.
Is in that top three argument.
Oh,
no
doubt. I think he's the best.
Right.
I do. I mean, what did Todd Helton do really, really well? It wasn't home runs. He was a doubles hitter. And he was a great doubles hitter. But now, what the humidor came in 2001?
I think just after that. I think.
So 2002 season. Cap. 2002 season. Home runs for Todd Helton. 30, 33, 32, 20, and then like a bowling ball off a table. Barely got to 100 RBI. Batting average was tremendous. On base percentage, otherworldly.
But after that humidor, three OPS is over 1,000 still. Still.
Yeah.
Because he was a doubles hitter.
That's right.
In a doubles ballpark.
That's right.
He was built for this place.
The gaps Goofy were huge.
Yeah. And still are.
Right. And for Nolan, he was always at 900 and above. Yep. But his glove made him, but it was his glove that was really his secret sauce.
As it was for Mike Schmidt.
Right.
People forget how good a third baseman he was.
Larry Walker was a great player. Larry Walker should be a Hall of Famer. Larry Walker was a five-tool player. Mm-hmm. It's too bad he wanted to play baseball. It's too bad he didn't get a chance to play hockey. Mm-hmm. Because that's the sport he loved the most. Larry Walker was a great player, too. But when did Larry Walker play here? Larry, thinking music, please. Walker, we're really getting off the reservation now. So when Larry Walker played here, yeah, the majority of his career was without a humidor. Right? So what did he do without that humidor? 26 home runs, 104 RBI. Always a great average hitter. I mean, who had a better glove? Larry Walker or Nolan Arenado?
Nolan Arenado?
Yeah.
Larry Walker had a better arm.
Well, he had a better arm playing from the outfield, but the throws that Arenado made were breathtaking. I would pick Nolan Arenado all day. But when you look at longevity, you would take Todd Helton, and I understand that. Yeah. Played his whole career with one team and even said to Dick Monfort, I'm willing to be traded, which is ironic because that was 2007, and that was going to be to the Boston Red Sox.
Yeah, the best trade that never happened for this team, one of them.
Well, you can make the case because a lot of people will say that home run off of Saito in that Dodgers game is the thing that spurred on the Rockies, and I would not disagree. The greatest story I ever covered in my career was that 2017.
Rocktober.
It was unbelievable, that story. Real quick. So now, for the first time since 1989, Magic and Gretzky, hockey, basketball, won MVPs. Now you have McKinnon and Jokic. I don't want to say who's better because that's not fair, but are they equals?
I think a good digression point with them is who is more valuable and who is more outstanding.
You mean this year?
This year.
Yeah.
In
Lindsey Hart Trophy.
Yeah, the whole debate about the split between the Lindsey and the Hart. And I would split it as well and say that Jokic was more valuable because when you take him away from that, off a cliff.
He is hands down the most valuable player in the league.
Yeah.
Every single year.
Everything runs around him. And right. As good as McKinnon might have been the more fun to watch this year and more outstanding individual player relative to the joy and or statistical level of his performances, right. And having seen plenty of those as you have up close. But again, it's not that Jokic wasn't, but Jokic was clearly more valuable to me. The aesthetics and importance of the performance, I give the edge to McKinnon.
What I'm about to say is not a knock on Nathan McKinnon. Okay. Not a knock on him. 100 points is the milestone. If you are a forward in the NHL, he's only done it twice, and it's the last 2 years. He's only done it twice, and it's the last 2 years. And last year, it was 111 points, which is still very impressive. This year was a breakout year. However, it has taken him 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 years to do it. 11 years to do it. It's hard to believe that a guy with this type of talent, it took him 10 years to hit 100 points, isn't it?
With that kind of raw skill, I think actually I'll flip that and say what makes it more impressive to me that he did what he did this year is he's not getting slower yet, if that makes sense. He has not hit a wall physically.
I'll take it a step further. He did it without Landeskog.
Right.
He did it part of the season without Nichushkin. Not to say Nichushkin would have been on that top line. Mm. He did it with Rantanen, who's great. And he did it with his buddy Drouin. That's what he put up 140 points mainly with Drouin and Rantanen.
Yeah.
That in itself is impressive. Nathan McKinnon is a wonder to watch, but it is hard to believe it took him 10 years. To get to 100 points.
We forget how long, because we talk about this with Jokic, they've been here. Landeskog, too, although he's wearing the age now, unfortunately, for a lot of reasons, a lot differently and a lot harder than Nate is. No, and it just underscores why he's deserved MVP. And the players agree that this is someone who, when a lot of guys start losing a step, he adds a half. And he steps it up. And that's going to be how he's remembered in this town, too. Yep. Never mind the trophies. Never mind the parades.
I mean, we talk about you brought up a couple times on the shows, meaning yesterday and today, that Jokic is about to be 30. Is that right? Mm-hmm. When the season starts, McKinnon will be 29. That's how long he's been playing. All right. Coming up after the break, Jamal Murray. Is he about to get a new deal? And who got the better end of the deal? The Nuggets? Or will it be Murray when we tell you what the numbers are? That's next.
at the stars. We took a back road in my car down to the ocean. It's only water and sand, and in the ocean we'll hold.
Morning Drive with Goodman and Hurdle, presented by Silter Har Mazda. A no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silter Har Mazda. Find them at sthmazda.com. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wildcard Casino Sports Desk, here's Eric and Bruce.
Welcome back. Morning Drive. Goodman Hurdle. Watch us. MileHighSports.com. You can reach us. Roller Auctions Twitter feed. At Sean Keeler. At Eric Goodman. Wednesday, July 10th. There's an auction for construction and contracting equipment. For wheel loaders, a water truck, dump trucks, street sweepers, and more. Auction is open at RollerAuction.com. Get notifications about upcoming auctions at RollerAuction.com. /MHS. In the meantime, Castle Rock Hormone Health, celebrating its three-year anniversary. New patients are going to get a great deal. I'm a patient there as well. This month, you're going to get your regular free consult. That just comes with it. But you're also going to get free labs. They can be expensive. And if you need therapy, the first month is just $99. That's a huge discount. Again, I go to Castle Rock Hormone Health. Feel great. Because of Dr. Lee and his amazing staff, they go above and beyond. It's not just, here's some testosterone, hope it works out for you. They look at your entire health. They look at my entire health to make sure I have the right supplements. I have enough testosterone, estrogen blockers, B12, things like that. And now this place is really expanding. They have 7 metro locations all over the Denver metro area, and more are coming. Go check them out. Or check them out online at crhormonehealth.com. Time now for The Buzz.
The Buzz is presented by Castle Rock Men's Health and Castle Rock and Aurora. See why Eric only trusts his health with Dr. Lee at Castle Rock Men's Health.
You knew it was coming, and now it looks like it's here. According to reports, Nuggets working on a deal to lock up Jamal Murray. 4 years, 206 million big ones. Murray can hold out and hope he makes a, you know, all NBA team and get over $300 million. But I even think he realizes that's probably not going to happen. I might as well sign my contract to get my cash now.
Better to take something that's at market value on his side, because you wonder who gets the better of this deal. I think he gets it for now on the front end. And then when SGA's extension, Supermax, kicks in, I think it's after 26,
yeah,
26, 27. They're projecting that to go 71-80. Jamal Murray at 50 will then look like a bargain. He's not a bargain now, but he's fair. So it's probably a win-win all around.
By the way, I'm looking forward to SGA getting that deal. Mm. You know why? Because it's going to start to blow a huge hole in the Thunder's cap.
Yes, it will.
Right.
The Thunder are about to learn, because they're whatever, 3-4 years behind the maybe 5 behind where the Nuggets are. Yeah, they're about to learn then when that kicks in.
That's right.
There's your Jokic guy. Now what are you going to do to make sure we cannot lose him? What do we do?
Minnesota is already there.
Yeah.
When you look at their payroll situation, they have higher payroll currently than the Nuggets do.
Ant's at 49 and right now. And what do you think if he comes back around again?
Yep.
But he sees Jamal Murray makes 50. What do you think he's going to say?
Right.
Yeah. I'm 60. I'm 70. Are you kidding me? Yeah.
Right. I find it interesting that this story comes out. Now, it's not short after, but they're about to give him over $200 million, yet he was the pinata at the final season presser. How do you square that circle?
Ownership?
Meaning what?
Meaning the Cronkies don't want to rock the boat. Correctly?
No, they did rock the boat. They criticized him for his conditioning.
Josh didn't. Yes, but Josh didn't. I was there.
Calvin did.
No, Calvin did.
Yeah.
But Josh is the one who, Josh and Stan write the checks and sign the checks.
No, I understand that.
Do you see where I'm parsing the difference?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Josh isn't a guy who, Josh isn't wired that way.
Right.
Josh isn't a critical guy. You think he is? Because I don't.
Not when the mics are on.
Correct.
Yeah. Front facing, no.
Right.
Privately,
yes.
Sometimes different. Yeah.
Right. I love Josh Kroenke.
Yeah, I like Josh.
To me, Josh Kroenke is the type of guy, and he's a multimillionaire. He's the type of guy that you can dress up in a suit and put him in a nice fundraising gala, or put him in overalls and take him to a barn dance and you would have no idea either way who he is because he doesn't talk about himself.
No. We're beard brothers. I like that.
What's that?
Beard brothers.
Right.
He makes it look way better.
No, I think you make it look pretty good. You are the doppelganger of Zach Galifianakis.
I haven't told that. You know, we joked because I'm going to put this out there. I'm going on vacation next week.
Yep.
I will not be at Big 12 Media Days. Deion stands, not because Prime wouldn't have me there. It's my wife's birthday
weekend.
Well,
you can go.
I could go, but my wife's birthday is the 8th and 9th.
Right.
We're celebrating that in Disneyland. I will not be at Big 12 Media Days by my choice.
I'm sure.
Not CU's, not my bosses, not anyone by mine. But at Disneyland 8 years ago, I was, in fact, slightly skinnier and mistaken for Zach Galifianakis on a ride. Yeah. The submarine ride, whatever the heck.
I don't think Deion's going to miss you being there.
He will not.
You're the only one that is willing to ask a tough question. Kisla's willing to ask a tough question.
Troy will, too.
Yep.
Yep, Troy will.
That's about it.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're not the young, impressionable journalist where you're looking to kiss a lot of ass.
And get on the TV show.
By the way, on a side note,
mm-hmm.
when you are at those press conferences, I'm going to use probably the wrong term, but is it a little infuriating that you know that you're one of the only ones that's going to ask a legitimate question?
Yes. Yeah. But everything about this situation is different and unique and weird, and you have to be kind of on your toes. Not that you're not. You got to be on your toes when you're talking to Sean Payton because the Wolverine might come out, or the Mama Badger.
The Wolverine is Russell Wilson. He has Wolverine blood.
Yeah, okay.
That's not Sean Payton.
Yeah, he's Deadpool blood now, but that's neither here nor there. Deion is just, it's just a different deal. That's a whole someday we'll come on. We'll do a whole show about life with Prime because.
Oh, you know what? You know what? You know what we're going to do?
It's a carnival.
No, life with Prime is next because you have a front row seat. I want to hear what life with Prime is like. That's next.
To what that's like when the season started week one whatever it was at CU, I had a front row seat at news conferences. By the middle of November, Ariel at Channel 9 and I had noticed this.
You mean honey sweetie?
Anyway,
Ariel, yeah, honey sweetie,
yeah, it's all weird on that front with him, but CU began assigning the seating.
Really?
Yeah. At news conferences because, you know, there were a billion people because the circus is in town and we have the number two, you know, if the Broncos are the number one game in town, we've got the number two game now. So suddenly we had assigned seating.
Oh, God. The Broncos never did that.
I know. The Buffs did. There's a lot of never did that. These people, there's a lot of that, those stories. I want to say the Oregon State. No, it was after the Oregon State game. The Arizona game. I noticed I am not in the front. I am, you know, the room where they set it up is kind of a conference room. It's a meeting room for coaches, essentially. I am one row in front of the cameras next to Ariel. And she looks at me, she goes, what did you do? What did I do? I looked at her and I go, what did you do?
Right.
They've got you. I know what I did.
Right.
I know where I stand on this tree. What, you're on the show. They actually like you to some effect. You're going to make it on the Amazon Prime thing. You're back with the peanut gallery here. That is what life with Deion Sanders is like. You are in a celebrity universe where not even the university has any control of what's going on. These strings are being pulled by fingers we do not see and do not live here. And Deion's strings are being pulled too. Of all the bull junk he says about, I don't follow my kids and I'm my own man. Baloney. Smack pulls his strings. Smack tells him where to go.
What do you mean by smack?
That's his agency at Los Angeles. Yep. Smack. That's Michael Strahan's company.
Yep.
they tell him where to go and what to do. Wait, and they will tell him when he is the CU coach and when he isn't. They will tell him when that day is.
Wait, he bows to somebody else? He has a he gets on one knee for somebody else? I find that hard to believe.
Sometimes you'd be surprised.
No. Deion Sanders, it doesn't seem like the type of guy who follows directions very well from others.
He does when they tell him.
Really?
Yeah, really. Really? You asked.
Well, I've said this on the show multiple times, and Bruce kind of looks at me like I have 10 heads because I'm pretty strong about it. And I've said that there are a lot of show, there are a lot of sizzle, not a lot of steak, mm-hmm. although he's done great things for that university. Mm-hmm. And
a lot of money. Made them a lot of money.
Yeah, no. And
when those books open up, Rick George got an extension out of this.
Yep.
Everyone got rich off Deion Sanders.
Correct me if I'm wrong, because I have problems with people who con people mm-hmm. and don't tell the truth. What I said on the show earlier this week was when they did that whole dog and pony show where Shiloh, who's having some financial mm-hmm. issues from what I've been told, mm-hmm. and Shadur bought him a house, I said, I would love to see the deed. Is there a deed?
Called the realtor.
And?
No deed.
Oh, really?
Not a one.
So, as I said before...
Was it staged? Did they go in a house and stage, ironically, a video?
Yeah.
Yes, they did.
That's what a con man does. Yeah. That's what a grifter does. Mm. And yes, I will use that term. A grifter's a con man.
Yeah.
Okay? So, and oh, by the way, I'll take it a step further. Deion Sanders said publicly, Shadur takes all of his classes online. So why stage walking into a chemistry class? That's what grifters do. That's what con men do. Right?
It's all about the show. Deion Sanders is what he wants you to think he is.
Right.
Which isn't reality. None of it is. It never has been. And actually, Prime, I'm going to call him that, has made a point as a player and has said, there are two different guys. There's me, we talked about Ken Harrelson in the break, your good friend,
yep.
The Hawk, that Ken will often say, there's the Hawk and there's Ken. There's Deion and there's Prime. And Deion say, I'm the God-fearing, sensitive family man, whatever.
He says he is.
And then Prime is the persona. Prime is the persona I created. Coach Prime, I'm trying to decide if Coach Prime is the Prime persona, you see where I'm going with this, or a third personality that or identity, whatever that is. I'm sure you rolled your eyes as many did when someone walks into a job and they're like, oh, well, there are the Deion rules. You have to, throw out everything. Okay, fine. But when you've created a nickname for yourself when you walk in, and have put that on the nameplate and insisted the university refer to you as such and insisted that the media refer to you as such. So many red flags start flying, as we've talked about, that it just, we're running out of red flags for what's different about what's going on there. But they're just, I'll say it's consistent. The circus never ends until it goes away. So God bless them for that.
What do we have coming up on Just In Case You Missed It?
We'll talk about the NFL being ordered to pay billions of dollars in damages due to its Sunday Ticket antitrust trial. And what draft grade did ESPN give the Nuggets? That's up next on Morning Drive on Mile High Sports.
With Goodman and Hurdle, presented by Silter Har Mazda, a no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silter Har Mazda. Find them at sthmazda.com. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wildcard Casino Sports Desk, here's Eric and Bruce.
Welcome back. Morning Drive. Goodman Hurdle. Watch us. MileHighSports.com. You can reach us. Roller Auctions Twitter feed at Sean Keeler, at Eric Goodman on Wednesday, July 10th. There's an auction for construction and contracting equipment, wheel loaders, water trucks, skid steers, dump trucks, and more. Auction is open at RollerAuction.com. Get notifications about upcoming auctions at RollerAuction.com/MHS. In the meantime, tell me if you're dealing with one of these issues. Hair loss. Can't lose weight. You got some joint pain. You can go to Beyond Stem Cells. Talk to my guy, John. It's one big thing under one big roof, and they do everything really, really well. With that, I want to bring in my guy, John. Good morning. How are you, my friend?
Good morning. How are you?
Good. So I wanted to start it off with joint pain. Carl Mecklenburg, a good friend of ours, is now a client. He is now a patient at Beyond Stem Cells. What are you doing to help him, and why is stem cell therapy so revolutionary, where you can walk in the door limping, and then, you know, metaphorically speaking, you could walk out of the door just fine?
That's right. Yeah. So what we're doing right now with patients, including Carl Mecklenburg, is we're trying to help them live a pain-free life. With our stem cells and growth factors, we can actually regenerate bone, tissue, cartilage, and tendons. And our goal is just to help people have a better life.
Okay. Now, I want to get into something that I did with you. I started on semaglutide. It helps with weight loss. I've actually stopped using it. I still have a lot of it left, but I stopped using it because I've kept the weight off. And that feels unbelievable. But when you start on semaglutide, what does it do for you to literally curb your appetite? And I'll speak from firsthand experience. I didn't want to eat snacks. I didn't want salty chips. I had no interest in that. And I'm thinking, how is this possible?
Yeah. So this medicine, just like you said, is going to help you curb your appetite. But the main thing, it's going to attack the visceral fat around the midsection and the organs. So you're going to feel better, less inflammation, have a healthier life. So that's our goal here. You know, and of course, losing weight is always great because you look better in the mirror, your clothes are going to fit better, and, you know, and it's going to be just fun.
Now, I want to speak on something else that, unfortunately, I did not qualify for. Now, if I shaved my head, you'd see a big scar because I had hair transplant surgery twice, and it didn't take either time. I wanted to do something with you, but I didn't qualify. People should go to you first for a lot of different reasons, right?
Correct. Yes. You know, like instead of going to have surgery, come and see us first. We can help.
And what does your therapy do differently and better than a hair transplant?
Well, for us, we use the stem cells and growth factors and exosomes to actually regenerate the follicles. So instead of going to transplant the follicles from the back to the front of the scalp, we can actually regenerate what you have. If you're a good candidate, of course, and then we can give you a nice look again, nice thick hair.
I cannot begin to tell you how much I wanted to be a candidate.
I know, yeah. So no, for us, you know, we want to make sure that our patients are good candidates. We don't want to waste their time or their money. So
right.
Our goal is for people to get results.
Right, and you and I talked about it. It wouldn't have made any sense for me at all. So
no,
I'm just going to have to let it all fall out naturally. I mean,
I can glue some hair for you. No problem. We can do that.
Well, my radio partner here today, Sean Keeler from the Denver Post, he has more hair on his face than I have on my head.
Maybe,
can we implant some of that in my head?
Sure. Yeah, no problem. We can shave it. And I got some super glue. But no problem. We'll do that for you, buddy.
Super glue. You are a true professional. How did people find you?
Oh, yeah. They can go to beyondstemcellsdenver.com. That's our website. Or you can go to or you can give us a call at 1-833-720-STEM, S-T-E-M, or 7836. We're here 24/7, and we can help, you know, to look better and feel better.
And you've helped a lot of my friends already. You have helped me. So thank you for all the great work you do. Have a great day.
Thank you. Take care.
See you, John. Time now for the final word.
The final word. Presented by Greenfields Pool and Sports Bar in Lakewood. Greenfields has everything under one roof, including the best happy hour in town. 2-for-1 wine, well, and drafts from 3 until 7 p.m. Just in case you missed it.
Alrighty, guys. ESPN writer Kevin Pelton gave his draft grades for all 30 teams, and he gave the Nuggets a B-. Pelton said, under Calvin Booth, the Nuggets have never been shy about favoring their own projections over consensus, and that they are betting big on Daron Holmes. What draft grade would you give the Nuggets for the draft?
I think a B-plus is fair. Again, it's not that Daron Holmes can't play, and I think a lot of teams, Utah being key among them, were pretty keen on him. So a B-minus might be a little harsh. I think A-minus would be a little too kind. So a B-plus is there. You got a guy who can play. And the question, as we always say with Mike Malone and rookies, is how much will he play?
Very rarely are you going to get a high grade if you're picking in the 20s. End of the day, they got the guy they wanted. So they got the guy they wanted. They should at least get a B-.
All right, just in case you missed it, the NFL has been ordered to pay fans $4.7 billion in damages as a result of its Sunday Ticket antitrust trial. And since antitrust can triple damages, the actual number is over $14 billion. That's thousands of dollars per household. You guys have any comments on the jury ordering the NFL to pay $4.7 billion in damages in the Sunday Ticket case?
God, I wish you subscribed to that. I could use a couple thousand of a Roger Goodell's money right now. In fact, if he just wants to cut me a check just for the heck of it, groceries, what have you, that'd be great. No, I mean, good for them. It's hard for me ever from a corporate sense and a legal sense to have much sympathy for the NFL ever.
By the way, we have some breaking news. This coming from NBA Central, which I believe is a legitimate source. Hold on to your hats for this one and try not to drive off the road. I'm going to read this verbatim. The Nuggets are showing interest in Klay Thompson as a possible replacement for KCP. Sixers have also shown interest. How would this team look with Klay Thompson?
Remember that line about being fourth, fifth best in the West? You'd move up a little bit.
Yes, you would.
Yeah, you would. You would be taking advantage of the window. You'd be going, pushing the chips in.
And the guy can still play defense, right?
God, dare to dream.
No, you don't think he's much of a defender?
No, I just mean in general. No, I think, are you kidding me? That's a no-brainer upgrade, but money-wise, with everything with this team, it's how's that going to fit? And if they're comfortable, if there was ever a statement to push every chip in, it's in this window, again, with Jokic making the turn into 30, but we're probably in another 5-6 years there, hopefully. Yeah, this is, that's the, what we say, you don't retrench, you got to reload. Klay Thompson's reloading.
You're saying Klay Thompson would be reloading.
Mm-hmm.
Now, he's not the same player that he was. I mean, let's be perfectly honest about that, but he's a guy who brings in, you know, he's a good defensive player, scores more than KCP, that's for sure. But you can make the case he's certainly on the tail end of his career at 34 years old. This past season, he averaged 18 points a game. I'll take that. Championship pedigree.
It's way more 3 than 3 and D, but it's still a good enough D to make that.
I mean, think about this for a second. I know that Steph Curry gets the majority of the attention. So Klay Thompson does have more than a few open looks for threes. How many more open looks will he have for threes with Jokic?
And he knows that. As we said, if you want to shoot, I think you made that point about Michael Porter Jr. How good would MPJ be somewhere else where there isn't the attention down low to a generational son?
I know we are projecting out here. Do you look at the Nuggets as the favorite to win the West next year, right now?
No.
If they pick up Klay Thompson, are they now the favorite to win the West?
No. But
I put them high up there.
But they might be number two with a bullet.
Yep.
In a good way.
If you can get the most out of him, he's a pretty consistent player in terms of he doesn't miss a ton of games. He's usually about, 70-plus games a year, at least historically. He's not a guy who is injured much. Man, if you bring him in, I think that would rejuvenate this Nuggets fan base that is already pretty psyched.
No fear.
I don't know how they pay him.
Yeah, that's the elephant in the room is the cap and the CBA. Look at you and going, how's that going to work?
But remember, Josh and Calvin said were willing to go into the second apron.
That is someone you go to the second apron for. I don't know that KCP is. You could.
I agree.
But Clay, you absolutely would go to the second apron.
Right. Right. Wow, that is a story to watch. That is going to do it for us, guys. Great job today, as always, Sean. Absolute pleasure.
Thank you for having me.
Having you on for the last couple of days, and we cannot wait to have you back.
See you in football season, my friend.
Well, hopefully I'll see you before then. All right. Make the best possible weekend you can.